Sheila O'Connor, author of the middle grade epistolary novel Until Tomorrow, Mr. Marsworth, may inspire an entire generation to begin writing letters. Remember letters, the kind you write on paper with a pen and then mail in an envelope with a stamp? Until Tomorrow, Mr. Marsworth is the story of Renee Kelly, an 11, almost 12-year-old girl who has recently moved to Lake Liberty, Minnesota with her brothers, Dare and Billy, to live with their grandmother. Their mother has recently died from cancer, and Renee's father, strapped with years of crushing medical bills, has gone to North Dakota for work. Renee misses her mother, her father, and her friends. It's 1968, and the Vietnam draft is in full swing. Renee's brother Billy is forced to take a job working at a gas station because of the family's financial situation, instead of going away to college as he'd planned, and he's fearful he'll be drafted. Dare and Renee share a paper route and save every penny toward Billy's college education. Renee believes that college is Billy's only hope of staying out of the war. Renee introduces herself to each customer on her route, except for the reclusive Mr. Marsworth, a pacifist, World War I conscientious objector, much maligned by the folks in Lake Liberty. Renee begins a written correspondence with Mr. Marsworth that reveals her hopes and dreams, as well as Mr. Marsworth's pain and loss. It's a charming exchange that develops into a true friendship. Renee is also a pen pal with Skip, a soldier serving in Vietnam, and these letters open her eyes to the reality of war and the enormous cost to servicemen and civilians. When Billy writes a letter to the editor of Lake Liberty's paper stating his objection to the war, the Kellys experience the violence of a community divided. Through it all, Mr. Marsworth is a voice of reason, encouraging Renee to take the path of peaceful resistance, though there are times that she can't help but fight back. Until Tomorrow, Mr. Marsworth is as much about the resiliency of a family as it is about war. It is about finding family in unlikely places and standing up for what you believe in. Author Sheila O'Connor writes, "While this was never meant to be a book about a war, I hope in some small way it has become a book of peace. Inspired by the peacemakers, the conscientious objectors, the brave activists who are punished or imprisoned, the marchers, the letter writers, the justice seekers, the poets, and the dreamers." O'Connor has written a love letter to our youth, a book that will provoke meaningful conversations between kids and their adults, and a book that will inspire future peacemakers and encourage a new generation of activists. Pick up a copy for your peacemaker today at your local bookstore, and then listen to my interview with Sheila O'Connor in January on Superior Reads. This is Lynn Salisbury with Superior Reviews.